Blog Talk Radio.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever, and oh, by the way, whenever you may be listening, my name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studios of eloquentonline.net in beautiful, sunny, very spring, New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. A really short flight on the Millennium Falcon, but a really, really long swim across the Gulf of Mexico. Her name is Julie Lewis, J. Lou. Hey, J. Lou, how's it going?
Hey, Jason. Great. How are you?
It's nice to have you back. We had you on the show a couple weeks back, and you were so much fun. In our conversations, exchange of emails and stuff like that, you talked about a Facebook page that you had created called See You Commit to Be Fit. And I thought it was really, really cool. It's an employee wellness kind of thing. But over the past couple weeks, getting to know you has also been a lot of fun. You're a very, very seasoned credit union professional. Tell us about you and your career in credit union.
Well, I'm glad you used the word seasoned instead of old, first of all.
I would never say old.
I have been with Suncoast Schools Federal Credit Union now for 20 years. I just celebrated my 20th anniversary, and I'm excited about that. Never did I think I would be here that long, but it just goes to show what a great atmosphere credit unions have. And since I've been here, started as a teller, worked through our contact center, supervisor there, and then a position opened in marketing, which seemed to fit me perfectly. I'm actually the youth marketing manager now.
Right.
So I go out to schools. We've got about 30 in-school branches. I work with youth a lot in different youth agencies and do presentations all the time. So I have to kind of keep myself in shape and keep myself happy and healthy so that I can keep up with all the students that I work with.
Well, because you're traveling a lot. I mean, when you're going out to these high school events, our company's done a lot of these events at high schools and middle schools. And if you're setting up a booth or setting up a musical performance or something like that, you're running around, you're talking to people. It sounds like what you're saying is that when you go out there and engage that youth market, which, oh, by the way, back when I started speaking about generational marketing in 2002 and 2003, there was probably not a single credit union in the country that had a youth marketing manager. It was just marketing. What kinds of unique things do you guys do when you're marketing to those guys when they're in the schools?
Well, some of the things we do, we like to bring fitness into it. We think physical fitness is as important as physical fitness.
Oh, absolutely.
Teach them about finances. So it kind of goes with your overall health and happiness. We like to do a lot of fun things, reality fairs. Those are very active and interactive with the students. And then most of my presentations, they're hardly ever PowerPoint, just straight talk. I like to go in and do more conversational things with them.
Right, yeah, because the young people today, they do not want to be reading bullet points on a PowerPoint presentation, a very, very creative and unique generation. When I think about wellness in the workplace, I worked at home for a long time. For 10 years, I worked from home. And when I was in the Army, I was in what was called the light infantry, which is a big misnomer. What that meant was that we didn't have vehicles to take us places. We had to walk everywhere we went, and we had to carry everything we needed on our backs. And when I left the Army back in the late 80s, early 90s, I came home with a lot of just not bad, you know, back pain, just discomfort. I need to stretch. I need to, you know, use ice packs, stuff like that. When I bought a drum set in 2006 and started methodically working out to music every day, 45 minutes every morning, it was part of my diet. It was part of my exercise regime. My health, my physical wellness completely changed. It sounds like you understand the correlation between music and wellness and the body moving around so that those creative energies flow.
Yes, definitely. I do a lot of races now. I wasn't always into fitness, but now I do a lot of races, and music is a huge part of it. They play music before the races to get people pumped up. They play it during the races. When you go and do presentations for students, there's always some kind of hook that you need to do, mm-hmm. to do right up front to get them, and music is a great way to do that.
Yep.
I don't actually go in and sing because that would probably lose my audience instead of getting their attention. But, you know, things like that, things to get their attention and get their blood pumping.
Well, we had Emma on the show a couple weeks back. She was on the show last week and then back in February, and she talked about how that's her generation. They respond to music. They can keep music on their smartphones. They can keep music on their iPads. They're constantly listening to music in the car, just like you and I did. You know, back in the day, today we're going to be playing some songs that you and I love to work out to. What was the song you sent me from Top Gun?
Danger Zone.
Danger
that
Zone.
That kind of shows my age a little bit.
Yes.
But yeah,
well,
I love the Top
too.
Gun soundtrack.
Mine too. In 1986, when Top Gun came out, I had just enlisted in the Army. And when I first went to see that movie, I didn't like the music. I didn't like the pace. I actually walked out of Top Gun in Corpus Christi, Texas, back in 1986. I know.
That's horrible.
It is horrible, but it can be one of my favorite movies. I just didn't have the patience for it the night I went to go see it. Listen, movies, races, marketing. Everywhere you look, you're seeing music used as the hook to intentionally engage the audience, just like it always has. When we come back from the break, Julie, I want to talk about how you think we can incorporate music into live corporate events, into community events, into, you know, training at the credit union. Why is music such a popular thing with people of all generations in the workplace and in the marketplace today? And we'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to The Power of Performance. If your brand were a band, would you leave your audience wanting more?
That's right. This is The Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Julie, you know, Troy is traveling with four generations through Europe, Greece, and Turkey. And I saw a show on HBO the other night that kind of made me worry about him.
What was that?
It was just talking about how Greece and Turkey are pretty unstable countries, and I think Troy's going to visit all of them. So I appreciate you having his back and coming on the show and talking about all the cool stuff you do at the credit union.
Oh, no problem. Happy to be here.
All right. Youth marketing. When you go out and intentionally engage that youth marketplace, you are looking to do a lot of things. Kind of, maybe they don't have an immediate need. A high school junior or sophomore may not have an immediate banking need. It sounds like what you're trying to do is make an imprint so that maybe 5 or 6 years later, when they do have one, they'll remember your credit union. It seems like you think that music is the best way to do that.
Absolutely. Going in with music, something that they'll remember, sponsoring races. A lot of kids now are getting involved in the mile fun runs, the 5Ks, and that's something that credit unions really didn't used to sponsor, but now more and more they're getting into those community events.
We had an event here last Friday or Thursday, called Relay for Life. And it's a thing for people that have had cancer survivors in their life, and they go out and they pledge money to run, you know, the old certain amount of miles, you donate money for a certain number of miles and kilometers and stuff like that. And it was very, very cool. And when we were at the football stadium, it was all music. It was all live concerts and stuff like that. Transitioning now to the wellness angle of all of this. I think when you and I were talking about doing the show, I used one of my favorite examples that I get from my spoken sessions, and that is very few people wake up to a PowerPoint presentation or a white paper. Most people – do you wake up to music?
No, I don't. I enjoy music so much that if music started playing, I would probably just keep on sleeping because I'd be even happier. So I wake up to a nasty-sounding alarm.
I don't wake up to music either. I mean, I just I use the general little setting there on the iPhone. You know, okay, it's time
right.
to get up. That it's not.
But once I do wake up, I turn the music on.
Yes, it's but yes, and so you know, to the second point, if you don't wake up to music, you get there before you get to a PowerPoint presentation. You and I were talking about how cool would it be to have a show just dedicated to music and fitness and stuff like that. You sent me a song that I will be very honest with you. I had never heard in its entirety. It is the Katy Perry Firework. Do you remember the first time you heard this song?
Yes. I was actually at the Iron Girl Half Marathon, and they played it at the starting line, and it just got everybody so pumped up.
I am going to be – I'm going to admit something. We, you know, as we've gotten to know each other, you've seen all the videos and stuff we do. I work with those musicians. They are much, much younger than I am. So when I met them, they introduced me to a lot of music that I had never heard about. I had never heard of – I did not listen to XM radio when I was in the car. I would listen to news and stuff like that. And it was 2008, and, of course, Katy Perry had that popular song, I Kissed a Girl. And for 5 years now – Katy Perry has been my absolute guilty pleasure, the queen of pop music in my estimation, which is saying a lot, Julie, because Kelly Clarkson is a Texan, and I like to think of her as the queen of popular music, but I think Katy Perry has definitely earned that mantle.
Well, I kind of have an advantage over you since I work with kids and youth, and I have my own kids too, but since I work with them all the time, I usually stay up on all the popular singers and new music that's out there.
Well, I've got a 12-year-old little tax deduction, and he has kind of found sports before music. Right now, sports is more important to him than musical artists and stuff like that. Hey, folks, listen up. If you're sitting in your office chair right now listening to this show, last week our most listens were on Thursday and Saturday. And I think a lot of people listen to the show, Julie, when they're working out. So this is a great, great workout song. Again, for 5 years, my guilty pleasure, Katy Perry and Firework.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel just so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in?
Just own the night, like the 4th of July.
Dude, that's the best $1.29 I've spent all week. I mean it. That is one. I could run 5 kilometers listening to that.
See, those kids I work with, they could tell you how to get that music for free, too.
Well, I'm sure they could, and I would take it, because believe me, when I jumped on iTunes to download the song, I was like, oh, come on, I can't find this for 99 cents? $1.20? Are you serious? I can get a milkshake for $1.29. No, I have listened to that song, let me look here, iTunes, 17 times since you mentioned it, and just a great, great popular song, an invigorating, empowering song. You know what? I try to complicate things sometimes, evaluating every brand, evaluating every ad campaign, evaluating every commercial. It's great just to enjoy great, great music. Now, something you said in the pre-call and on the show really surprised me. You seem like a very forward-thinking Gen Xer. You got your individual mindset going on, but you've been working there for 20 years. I have jobs that didn't last 20 minutes. I mean, there's... As a person that's really been able to witness the evolution of this marketplace, what would your advice be to how credit unions should approach the youth market, you know, next fall when the first freshman class of Generation Z is coming into school?
Probably the biggest thing I can say is keep an open mind. A lot of people are afraid of change, but change is what this generation is all about. They don't stay with the same job for a long time. They like to move around. They like the new technology. You know, just because we've done it a certain way for all these years doesn't mean we have to keep doing it that way.
Right.
So be open, and most importantly, ask for their opinions and their advice. Get a youth advisory board. You know, I used to think I had all the great ideas, but, you know, it's them. We need to listen to them because they know how they want to be marketed to better than we know.
You know, when we talked about the pre-show, one of the things that you're most proud of is the See You Commit to Be Fit. And that's a Facebook page that you designed to inspire your fellow credit union professionals to be physically fit. And I'm sure there's a lot of music and social sharing going on with that group. How can people find out more about that?
Okay, yes, absolutely. Let me preface it by saying I'm not one of those people that women hate that's always been skinny and didn't have to work for it.
Nobody hates you.
I'm very passionate about fitness now to the point where a lot of people get sick of it, but I was chunky my entire life. I got to the point where I was almost 200 pounds, and finally I said, you know what, something needs to be done. I've been married 18 years now. A lot of us kind of fall into a comfort zone, but I was chunky even before that, so I can't blame my husband on it. And I started with Weight Watchers, lost 76 pounds, started working out. My son actually got me into running.
Wow.
And ran my first 5K in December 2008. Couldn't even run the whole thing. He had to walk part of it with me. And then I ended up doing a full marathon, which is 26.2 miles, in December of 2011. And I did run the entire thing. So in just 3 years, I lost the weight and trained myself. So if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Well,
and that's why See You Commit to Be Fit was developed, to inspire other people. I made it for credit union employees, but we encourage families and friends to join in too, just to get people active, to help people stay fit or healthier than they are, and to inspire other people.
Well, when we were talking about this, like I said, you know, playing the drums every morning really helped me overcome that lower back pain, which impacted everything else. I didn't want to go walking if my back hurt. I didn't want to be mobile. I was always very thin. I was always very lean, but the human body is meant to be in motion. And I think sometimes we've set up a marketplace where, you know, you come into work. We all drive ourselves to work. We go in and we sit down at a desk. We sit in a cubicle or we sit in an office. I love knowing that maybe you and I can find a way to bring music into the workplace that get people up and moving so that they're feeling good about not just their work, but the way they feel every day when they come to work physically.
Absolutely. I think getting healthy or moving, listening to music, it not only helps you physically, but it helps you mentally. That's one reason Suncoast is such a strong supporter, because they know that it improves employee morale. It cuts down on health insurance costs because less people are getting sick, improves attendance. It bonds people together more. So in turn,
Absolutely.
We're giving better service to our members because we feel better about ourselves.
Right. Yeah. And I agree. I think you said it earlier, you know, there has always been, not just in the credit union marketplace, in the marketplace in general, a sense of, but we've never done it that way before. You know, in traveling around the country for the past 10 years, I found only a handful of, and there were usually bigger credit unions that had a physical place set aside, a gym, a place with treadmills and things like that. Do you think more credit unions, regardless of asset size, should find ways to incorporate physical fitness into the, you know, the work week?
I think so, and it really doesn't have to cost that much. You don't have to have an on-site gym. Just have little contests with your employees. That's what we'd like to do with the CU Commit to Be Fit Facebook page. We encourage everyone to join in from different credit unions. We can challenge each other. We can do something called a virtual marathon, which everyone kind of tracks their own miles over, say, a month, and then we can give out prizes or, you know, share recipes, do a lot of different fun stuff. But employers can do that, can have little music breaks. I noticed in schools, they have even started playing music in
yep.
the hallways in
yes,
between
they have.
Classes.
I'm so glad you said that.
To keep the kids pumped up.
I'm so glad you said that. You know, my son attends a very small private Lutheran school here in New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof, and we are talking about next year that the first thing the kids get every morning is stand up and stretch, play some great appropriate music for our demographic, just get the kids moving around, and then, if we're lucky, they'll sit still for the rest of the day, and we won't have to keep begging them to pay attention and stuff like that. No, I absolutely believe in the ability of music to set an atmosphere that makes the audience comfortable with your brand. If you're going out there and marketing to young people at school, at community events, at, you know, things that you've sponsored, music is a great, great way to do it. When you sent me the Katy Perry song, like I said, I felt a little guilty. Katy Perry is my guilty pleasure for 5 years now, and I'd always resisted spending what I thought was going to be 99 cents, and it turned out to be $1.29 on the song. I thought, okay, well, what was the last song that you downloaded specifically for your workout? When you were in high school, did you like a group called The Police?
Yes.
I like The Police. Rush, you know, you heard the intro, Tom Sawyer. Rush is my favorite band of all time, and I always thought like The Police were sort of like Rush. They were a trio, they were foreign, great, great music. This was the last song that I downloaded specifically to work out to, and it is from their, I think their last album together, Synchronicity, and it's Synchronicity 2 by The Police.
Oh,
Synchronicity 2, from what I think was their last album together, Synchronicity. Julie, believe it or not, we are out of time.
It went by quick. That's what music does for you.
Hey, man, I'll tell you what. The thing I love about music is that it is fun. It takes you back to the places that you've been, the things that you've enjoyed doing. I downloaded Katy Perry and The Police. Those are my last two downloads because, again, I am very, very cheap. So if your kids can tell me how to get music for free, I would absolutely welcome that kind of insight. Looking forward to having Troy back on the show next week. Julie, you guys have a great, great week out there in the beautiful state of Florida.
Yes, we definitely will. And anyone listening, if you guys want to put in comments of what your favorite songs are to get you pumped up or work out, and please, please, please check out the See You Commit to Be Fit Facebook page and leave some comments on there.
Awesome. Yeah, we want to hear great, great ideas, great, great songs. Hey, folks, if it's Wednesday, it's the Power Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave your audience wanting more? On behalf of Troy Hall, who will be back next week, myself, Jason Dias, broadcasting live from New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. Until next we speak, have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.